A recent online post suggesting motorists run over walkers trying to raise awareness about the disappearance of Ashley Morin is apparently no longer employed or involved with minor hockey. Alex Johannesson on Friday made an inappropriate post inciting violence while sitting in traffic waiting for the group to cross a bridge. The post was condemned by the FSIN, who called it racist and wanted swift action. Although the FSIN says Johannesson was terminated, his employer did not confirm it, only denouncing the comments. Saskatoon police are investigating the post. Ashley Morin went missing 2 years ago, and the RCMP are treating it as a homicide. A woman from Brabant Lake is walking in memory of her late friend Pierre Dominic Morin. Morin's body was found in South End in September 2017. Police ruled it a homicide, but no one has been charged. Carol Cook is walking from Brabant Lake to South End on Friday through Saturday. She says Morin was a kind and helpful person.
He was a really very, very, very kind person. He would never try and interfere with anybody or anything like that. He was a really respectful person. Like, he would never talk bad about anybody or anything like that. That's the kind of person he was.
Cook says anyone can join the walk, which begins at 9:30 at the Brabant Lake Community Hall. She says she hopes the walk will also help to bring justice to Morin and find the people who killed him. Prince Albert's Board of Police Commissioners has responded to a statement released by the Officers' Union to the media last week. In a press release issued this morning, the Board of Police Commissioners says it fully supports Chief John Bergen. Last Friday, the Prince Albert Police Association said 71% of its members no longer have confidence in Bergen, according to an online vote. The statement does not give reasons for the non-confidence decision. The Board of Police Commissioners says as recently as May, the union wrote in a letter that it fully supports Bergen. Saskatoon police are looking to the public for information on a weekend homicide. On Saturday, officers were called to an apartment complex in the 3700 block of Diefenbaker Drive. The body of a woman was found in a vehicle. The victim has been identified as 19-year-old Haley Boulanger-Wissacase. An autopsy was done and the death is considered a homicide. Anyone with information is asked to contact Saskatoon Police or Crime Stoppers. The Saskatchewan Teachers Federation is raising concerns about the upcoming school year. A recent survey done by the Federation suggests most teachers aren't confident schools can reopen safely in the fall. The Federation says school divisions should look at things like running classes in community halls. The province says a team of public health, education department, and teachers' representatives hope to provide more precise directions by August. Alberta's chief medical officer says she's disturbed by reports of local businesses refusing to serve members of a First Nation east of Calgary. There are 9 active COVID-19 cases within the Siksikafirts Nation. Dr. Dina Hinshaw says the community's leadership acted quickly to stem the spread of the virus amongst its 7,500 members.
When the result of that prompt and transparent action is stigma against their members, it sends a message against transparency and risks discouraging people from being tested or cooperating with public health. The members of the Siksika First Nation deserve better than that.
Hinshaw says the upward trend in cases in Alberta is concerning. 86 new cases were reported on Tuesday. BC's provincial health officer is pleased that the closure of the Canada-US border to non-essential travel has been extended into August. Dr. Bonnie Henry says it's important for anyone coming to Canada to self-isolate for 14 days. She adds there may need to be considerations for special groups, including students.
I'm happy it's going till August, and we'll need to, of course, make sure that we watch carefully and monitor what's going on. There are a lot of people who have connections across our borders, so we are looking at how do we make sure if people need to come into Canada, it can be done safely. And we need to look at people like students and foreigners who contribute to our research programs and our universities.
Yesterday, BC had 13 new cases of COVID-19. A new study says killing wolves in Western Canada to save caribou populations has not stopped the decline. Study co-author Chris Derramont says wolves and caribou have coexisted as predators and prey for thousands of years. But he says interference by humans in activities like logging and snowmobiling has tipped the balance.
When you analyze the data available, as we did, and include a really fundamental but neglected statistical step, we found, in fact, that wolf control was no more effective than doing nothing.
Last winter, the BC government invested in a cull program where 463 wolves were killed.